From NPR News in Washington, I'm Ann Taylor. On Capitol Hill, Republican lawmakers have jump-started President Bush's tax cut proposals by pushing the central part of his plan through the House Ways and Means Committee. The measure is expected to move quickly to a vote by the full House. NPR's David Wellner has more on the story.
Over the objections of Democrats, the Republican majority in Ways and Means gave fast-track treatment to the president's key proposal of reducing tax rates across the board. Voting along party lines, the committee approved slashing the lowest tax bracket sooner and deeper than what the president proposed, raising the overall cost of such rate cuts by another $65 billion to a total of nearly $1 trillion. The committee first rejected an alternative tax cut plan proposed by Democrats, which would leave more of the surplus for spending and debt retirement. Ways and Means Chairman Bill Thomas called the legislation his committee approved a stimulus for the unsteady American economy. House Minority Leader Dick Gephardt called it the most irresponsible legislative act he'd ever seen. It's the first major legislation submitted by the new president. The full House is expected to vote on it next week. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Despite indications that personal bankruptcies have been on the decline in recent years, the House has approved a measure making it more difficult to get out of debts in bankruptcy court. The vote today was 306 to 108, with Republican lawmakers supporting the measures and Democrats divided. The bill is supported by banking and retail credit industries and opposed by consumer groups and unions. President Bush is expected to sign the bill if it gets through the Senate. Well, there are cleanup efforts underway in the Seattle, Washington area today after a strong earthquake yesterday. Officials have expressed their relief that damage was not more severe. Tom Bonsi reports from Olympia.
Building inspectors in helmets and bright yellow vests started at daybreak, attempting to assess whether or not the extensive cosmetic damage to buildings carried over into load-bearing walls. It may take several more days before the full severity of yesterday's earthquake can be measured. But Governor Gary Locke echoes a widespread feeling that the Seattle region was very, very lucky.
While this was a very strong earthquake, the damage will be extensive, thank goodness there was no loss of life. And I think it's primarily because people kept their cool, by and large, and knew what to do.
Many students are calling talk radio shows to tell how they ducked under their desks and then calmly evacuated schools just like they've drilled. Governor Locke says it's also apparent that the heavy investment in earthquake upgrades for older buildings and bridges has paid off. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.
Wall Street closed mixed as the Dow Jones Industrials lost 45 points to end at 10,450, but NASDAQ gained 31 points in heavy trading. This is NPR News.